The central bank's central bank warns of euphoric markets. Agreement across the ideological spectrum about the national surveillance state. And is the U.S. becoming a third world nation? I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. A short week ahead for the markets. The important ISM Manufacturing Index is reported on Tuesday. There was some confusion and some changes made in the reporting of these numbers for May. Now the consensus guesstimate is for the June numbers to indicate a slight increase in manufacturing activity. The June unemployment report comes out on Thursday with expectations that the unemployment rate will remain unchanged at 6.3%. And, of course, the markets are closed on Friday, Independence Day, and we can all breathe a sigh of relief that Congress is on break until July the 8th. Well, you probably know that President Obama is looking for an extra $500 million for Syrian rebels. This time, we're assured that they'll only give the money to the good jihadists and not to the bad ones like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. But did you know that President Obama is looking for an additional $2 billion for border security? Well, maybe that's a little misleading. For whose border? Well, this time, it's for our border. The administration is seeking the money to do something about the flood of illegal immigrants, including deporting back to their home countries all those unaccompanied children coming across the border from deep in Central America, across the Mexican border into the United States. So far, this fiscal year, more than 52,000 children have entered the country, and the government expects 100,000 to come on in next year. Besides the refugee camps for children at our southern border, is there anything else that makes America look like a third world country? Well, of course, there's always Detroit. Detroit has been cutting municipal water services to residents that are delinquent on their water bills. Some 300,000 municipal accounts are past due. And if that doesn't sound third world enough, how about this? The United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights is now piping up about the cutoffs of water in Detroit. And yet, with all of that, Obama still wants $500 million for jihadists in Syria. Argentina is on the brink of default again for the second time in 13 years, and who do you suppose is next? The Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, which you can think of as the central banker's central bank, is warning central banks against raising interest rates too slowly and too late, according to the Financial Times. The bank says that for countries like ours that are in the late stages of a boom, the choice is between, and this is a quote, the risk of bringing forward the downward leg of the cycle and that of suffering a bigger bust later on. The bank is warning about what it correctly calls euphoric financial markets that are detached from reality. Better to let rates climb now and suffer the consequences than to delay and suffer a bigger bust later, it's saying. And a new Pew Research poll shows that both what it calls steadfast conservatives and solid liberals are united in their opposition to NSA surveillance. Pew says that overall, 74% of Americans say we shouldn't have to give up our privacy and freedom in order to be safe from terrorism. And that's a nice thought to bear in mind as we head toward the 4th of July. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.